And we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. I'm really glad to have you along for the ride here on Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show on this Saturday late morning. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. Right now, we turn our attention. So great to talk with Dan and catch up with him. I wish I would have caught him a little earlier. That was my mistake, my bad. But glad to talk with him about the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe and everything they're doing down in Oregon. Those businesses right on Main Street in Oregon. You should definitely check them out, the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe. Now we turn our attention to Community Shares of Wisconsin, this great organization who's helped so much and helping so many other nonprofits right here. And we get to learn all about it with Victoria. Victoria, thanks for being on the program today. How are you?
Thanks so much, Jason. I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I'm glad to have you along with us for the show. For people who don't know what Community Shares of Wisconsin is or does, give us the overview, please.
For sure. Community Shares of Wisconsin is a Dane County-based nonprofit made up of 70 other nonprofits that are addressing social and environmental justice causes, both here in Dane County and across the state. Our member nonprofits are on the front lines of some of the most critical issues that our community is facing, and they're often lifting up solutions through forms of advocacy and by providing incredible services to folks.
So how does an organization like that work? You talk about 70 member nonprofits. Community Shares itself is a hub for those nonprofits. What are some of the big goals of Community Shares to help all those groups?
Exactly. You're completely right. Community Shares exists to be able to support our member nonprofits. We're incredibly unique in that each of our nonprofits has a seat on our board of directors to make sure that they're truly able to shape the work that we're doing and that we're existing to be valuable to them. So that may look like providing trainings, different services, offering space, actual physical space for collaboration, as well as resources for collaboration and networking. And finally, I think one of the most important pieces is the funding that we're able to provide to our member nonprofits. We fundraise for our nonprofits in a variety of ways and are proud to be able to present those funds to them in a way that is unrestricted, that allows the nonprofits to be really flexible and innovative with funds that are coming their way. People may or may not be familiar, but unrestricted funds within the nonprofit sector can be pretty rare. And so it's really valuable to help nonprofits be able to spend funds where they're needed most and keep themselves being nimble. And one of the ways that we do that is through workplace giving partnerships with local Dane County businesses, nonprofits, as well as public sector partnerships.
You're right, Victoria. I mean, expressing that, I think, more and more to the public is really critical and important for nonprofits, especially during times like these where there are so many adjustments and changes that have had to be made based on what we're seeing in our communities, in our society. Certain things need more attention. And to have flexibility as a nonprofit to say, okay, these dollars are coming in, it's not attached to a specific program, we can really invest and tackle something else that's really critical for us to do, is vitally important for all the nonprofits.
Definitely. I think that's well said. We want to make sure that our nonprofits are able to do the critical work that they need to without putting additional restrictions in place for them.
As the outreach manager at Project Home, we appreciate that too, Victoria. Appreciate your support. I did want to ask you about, before we go any further, I did want to ask you about what that looks like. You talked about the importance of the fundraising and how that works for so many of the Community Shares nonprofits. Obviously, the pandemic changed some things. How has Community Shares continued to be able to create ways to raise funds and also get awareness for all those groups?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting time, I think, to be somebody working in nonprofits and to think about how we're able to sustain ourselves. I know Community Shares of Wisconsin was quite humbled and grateful for the support that came our way over the course of the last year and a half. I think it looked different depending what type of nonprofit you are and depending, you know, where you're at. But for us, we were so incredibly grateful for the vast numbers of donors and supporters who showed up and did what they could over the course of the last year and a half. We did do a special fundraising effort called the Fund for a Just Recovery in the midst of COVID-19 in trying to raise additional funds for our member nonprofits. Just not knowing what the future was going to hold for them and what the landscape would be. So that was one additional fundraising effort that we did last year in support of our 70 member groups. But on top of that, just through our continued regular fundraising efforts, we were actually able to distribute for the first time in our 50-year history over $1 million out to our member nonprofits, which was incredibly significant and powerful to be able to make that statement that in the midst of so much uncertainty with racial injustice, our health concerns, economic and financial uncertainty, that people were truly feeling that the status quo wasn't working anymore, that the way that we'd been doing things wasn't fixing the problems that our community was facing. So people showed up in large numbers and gave what they could to really show that our local social and environmental justice movement was where the solutions were going to be, that these long-term creative and innovative ideas to policy change, to changing systems, was the way that we were going to really solve the problems that we were facing. And so to see that investment in our local community was incredibly powerful and was just a great statement to be able to show the true value of these social and environmental justice nonprofits here.
I don't know that there's, I'm sorry, go ahead, Victoria.
No, I was going to say, and I think, and we continue to, you know, appreciate these partnerships that folks are showing up for this year with us as well.
I was just going to say, I don't know that there's a more appropriately named nonprofit. Everything you just described and what you talk about is all about community and sharing. And I think it's, well, you guys hit the nail on the head whoever came up with the name. And you execute and follow that so well with your mission. And I love how focused the group is on its member organizations. One of those folks, as you mentioned, is workplace giving. That's a way it's easy for people to participate. How can people assist, and why is it so critical now during this time to get those workplace giving campaigns going?
Yeah, workplace giving has such a long history across, like I said, both public and private sector partnerships, where it's truly a space for each of us connected to our employer to be able to give a little out of each paycheck, give what's meaningful to us, what's within our means and our capacity to the causes that we care most about, and knowing that it's happening in tandem with both the coworkers at your own workplace, as well as folks all across Dane County, across the state, that are choosing to do the exact same thing. So this fundraising effort is an incredible example of community where each of us, you know, chips in and does what we can, and we do so with faith that our folks and neighbors around us are doing the exact same thing. It's, like you said, a very easy way to make an impact when, say, you're giving $5, $10 out of each paycheck. It, you know, can feel significant, and it could also feel like you might not miss it. And it's a way to just make a collective impact over the course of the year by divvying up where you want your funds to go and knowing that it's supporting these nonprofits as they're getting this reliable funding throughout the year through organizations like Community Shares. And one thing I think that is really incredible about what Community Shares is able to provide in terms of trust to our donors is that when donors designate to our member nonprofits, we're proud to pass along 100% of the gifts that folks designate out to our member groups. So when somebody writes in organizations like Project Home or Reap Food Group or Sustain Dane, they'll know that those funds are making it directly to those organizations when they give through Community Shares at Work.
We're talking with Victoria over at Community Shares. The website is communityshares.com. Victoria, you mentioned how easy it is for people to give in the workplace. And for employers who want to offer workplace giving, it's pretty easy for them too, right? You guys make it easy.
Exactly. We have partnerships with over 100 local businesses, nonprofits, and local municipalities. So if folks aren't already participating, I would love to be in touch for folks to reach out to us and to ask how easy it is to get it set up. And for folks who already have it in place, if you haven't heard from your workplace campaign coordinator yet, check in with your human resources department and ask for your Community Shares pledging information to be able to sign up and make that pledge, whether it's through payroll to start in 2022, whether it's making a credit card or cash or check gift. It all contributes to incredible impact for CSW and our member nonprofits.
And so if people don't have that opportunity necessarily right now, they can still make donations other ways, right, and help out this fourth quarter. Tell them how.
Exactly. For folks who want to right away make a contribution, they can head to communityshares.com, and click on that donate button on our website. Folks can also save the date for next year's Big Share, which is our online day of giving happening on Tuesday, March 1st.
Victoria, thanks so much for your time and everything you do at Community Shares Wisconsin. The whole team there, Sherry, you and the team, we love it. Thanks for your time today, too. We appreciate you telling people about it. And if you head over to communityshares.com, all the information's right there. Victoria, before we let you go, 50 years of doing this great work, what does that mean to you and the organization?
It's just incredibly powerful to know that the issues that are represented within Community Shares have been so salient and critical to our community, whether it's thinking about just equitable society, protecting clean water and air, and advocating for family sustaining jobs. It's incredible to know that these nonprofits that we represent have made a significant impact over the last 50 years and that their work is still leading our local social and environmental justice movement.
If you want to invest in your community and make a difference, Community Shares of Wisconsin is a great place to start. Head to communityshares.com. Victoria, thanks for your time. Everyone out
there,
invest in your community. We'll be back on the other side here on Devil Radio.